And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Once a month, we get an update from Riley County. We invite each of the commissioners to come on each month on the second Tuesday. And today, that's Catherine Fokey. She's the District 3 Commissioner in Riley County. And so good to have you in here. I know you're running a little late. Manhattan's tough to navigate across town right now.
Yeah, I know all the back streets, but it was really tough this morning. There was an accident on Marlette, so it was closed from College Avenue to Marlette, so I ended up having to go all the way around into town again and back across. So it's but anyway, hopefully everything will clear up soon, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, not Kimball, but
Kimball's going to be a while, that's for sure. Well, there's been a lot going on here in the news with Riley County Commissioners the last month. I think the biggest news story probably to date here in 2022, we usually compile a top 10 list in December, but the ambulance station approval up in the North County might be right at number one here so far for our news here on KMAN. That has been a big deal and a long time coming, I know, for a lot of those residents up north. And getting that done, I mean, I didn't think that was ever going to happen. Well, how did this end up happening?
Well, I think it was in the change in the commission this past year. Commissioner McKinley lives up in Riley, and he knows the area real well, so he really pushed for it, which was great. And there were some preconceived notions, you know, from a lot of people, and the numbers. We had to look at all the numbers of the calls. And just, you know, number-wise, it didn't justify us putting an ambulance service up there full-time. But when you talk to the people and you go out and drive it and look around and talk to people and the critical situations that a lot of them have been in the past, then it's something that we have to do as a county is, you know, to provide, decent services and good services to people. Being new on the commission and, you know, Greg knew a lot about the county, I spent a lot of time doing investigation on it. I met with the ambulance EMS director, and we did a tour of all the ambulance stations in the county. And then I worked with Russell Stuckey and the fire person in charge of the fire department, and we did a tour. It took us 2 days to tour all the fire stations in the county, north and south. And it gave me a real feel for the area and the remoteness of some of the areas. After that was complete, I got that completed, then we had a meeting in Leonardville with the residents, and it was standing room only. It was a big crowd. And, you know, the testimonials of people was something that really hit me hard. You know, one lady was talking about her daughter was having an allergic reaction, and she knew the ambulance couldn't get there in time, and put her daughter in the back of the car and raced to town to get to the hospital, you know, 80, 90 miles an hour on that road. And I got home the next day, and I thought, oh, what would have happened if she would have had an accident on the way? You know, what a terrible tragedy that would have been. You know, and it was person after person after person got up and testified, you know, or testimonials about what had happened in their families, and it was heart-wrenching. So so we started putting the numbers together. I did talk to the EMS director in Leavenworth, who did they have done a transition from an SUV part-time, you know, paramedic to a full ambulance, and I talked to him and had a good conversation and talked to a lot of people. So my decision, it's an expensive process, and I have some numbers for you, but it's gonna really be good for the people of the whole county when we get that done.
All right. And we'll get into those numbers here soon. I understand we have a caller, so we'll go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus with Catherine Fokey.
What a wonderful presentation. Thank you for discussing the farm-to-market roads like that. You know, even the nurses that live out at Randolph are really concerned just about how they miss out on being able to be the first responder there at the wrecks at the corner or falling down while your place is on fire or whatever, you know. And also out here towards the east, all these people sitting in line were counting on y'all to, out here on 24 with the construction, were counting on you to have a shovel-ready project. You know, that's how Obama put in the highway past the front of the airport after I-75 and how we got every bridge replaced between here and Topeka. But, you know, they can vote with their pocketbook, and they can vote with the $4 gas about whether to come into Manhattan or not. But also to be at the house and realize the agony of sitting on 24 there trying to get into Manhattan because you haven't put in the second bridge across the Blue River. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an economic engine for Manhattan. Thank you so much for all your considerations. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Well, we talk about the building structure, and we do have ARPA funds available that we will be able to pay for the building itself, the structure. It does not pay for the ambulance. A lot of people don't realize that ambulances, when you order them, they take about 2 years to get, and the price has gone up incredibly. By the time you get a fully equipped ambulance, you're looking right now at about $440,000. We do have one ambulance that's on its way that we've ordered, and it's due in sometime this summer. So what we're planning to do is until we get the structure built for the new 24/7 facility, then we will have a seven to seven paramedic out at the Leonard Wood station with an equipped SUV. And the equipment we buy for the SUV for a first responder will be able to go into the ambulance. So that when it gets here, and then they will work with their pool of ambulances and probably put an older one up north and put the new one in, you know, where it will be used a lot more. But so we're trying to do everything we can to help with the finances of it. Once we get into the full-time 24/7 ambulance, we're looking at a cost to the county for personnel, which would be three paramedics and three EMTs for a 24-hour service. You're looking at between the salaries and the training and the benefits, you're looking at over $500,000 that will have to go into our budget this next year. So it is it's going to be a big budget issue to work that in, but we're really, you know, total cost to this ambulance service will be close to $1 million. So to put it in and to run it. But like I said, the cost of the ambulance the facility will be offset by the ARP funds. So
good to have those, and this is maybe a good time to strike while the iron's hot a little bit,
right,
with those ARPA funds.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you know, any time the government spends a little bit more money, there's always a little bit of, you know, well, how's that going to affect my wallet, my pocketbook?
Right.
But it seems to me that this is going to be something maybe folks aren't going to complain too much about, because this is a service that's needed up in
that
area.
It really is. It is, and we have to be able to provide services to all our citizens, not just, you know, the most populated areas. We have to take into consideration the agricultural impact to our economy up there, and so we do need to provide services to them. So
now it sounds like Leonardville's been the selected site here. Do you guys, mm-hmm, is there like a couple of different options there in Leonardville, or are you looking at a particular site to build on?
Well, there is and that will be determined by the committee for sure, but there is a site that the county owns that we, you know, it's a pretty good sized piece of land that we can build on, and it is just to the west of the main street. It's back behind there. You can, if you go by that area, there are some county equipment up there, like some plows and road equipment, and there's some big piles of dirt that have been put out of there. I guess they came from NBEF construction, but there's a good piece of land there that's real accessible that we'll probably use, but, there are other options. So.
Well, I know there's been efforts to kind of grow that area a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk a little about the Rural Revitalization, Rural Advisory Board that's been put together, but I imagine having an ambulance up there might help with bringing more people to move to that part of the county. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Manhattan's going to grow a little bit, but that doesn't hurt to have a little growth in the North County.
No, it helps a lot, and it helps the people up there. It'd be great to get a grocery store up in that area. But yes, I think that when people look at places to live and where to build and where to raise their families, they look at the services, and healthcare is a big one. And they look at broadband availability if they want to relocate. That's a big thing in today's world. So,
yeah. Well, we're talking with Catherine Folke, Riley County Commissioner in District 3. We're talking here on In Focus. Looks like we may have another phone call. Dave is screening the calls over on the other side of the glass here. And we have, yes, another caller. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Go ahead.
Yep, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was calling because of the situation on 69th Avenue where the MATC group is. The dust on there is so bad that a lot of times you can't even see where you're driving. And I don't know. I think I sent a letter, email to your office hoping we could get a response, but they didn't do anything to it last year at all.
Well, I did get that, an email on that or a phone call, and I did, I have a call in to our roads and bridges, to Mr. Ellerman, to find out when that process can be started. I'm not for sure what time of year they can do that, but I am working on
that.
Okay. So.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for the call. We'll take a break, and more In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.